Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Well, that would be a nice New Year's resolution for me, right? Just to try to be kinder.
More patient.
More patient.
More patient.
I think part of it is sometimes I take my job too seriously. Like, I want to keep things moving.
Yeah, well, that's the whole
point. I'm looking for the next. This might be a bigger thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, I always am looking for what's next.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the big thing coming?
What's the payoff
and
coming?
Just enjoy the moment.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but when someone's asking about every single person in the studio, click.
Right.
Yeah. How you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. Is Ruth there? Ruth there, too? Shut up! Click!
Okay, you sound like inside my brain right now.
It's exact. No, I was with you. I'm like, dude, okay. Come on. Other folks are waiting. Wrap it up.
Yeah, right. But it's not just us here in the studio. Like, the majority of our audience doesn't call, right? They're just listening. We have to think about them, too. And, like, all of these seconds matter.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But it probably sounds really mean. So maybe when I'm hanging up, I could say something nice before I hang up.
Like,
would
good?
That be better?
Like, good.
I thank you so much for calling.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day.
Right. I say good day, sir.
Yes, exactly.
I say good day. Good day, sir.
A Willy Wonka theme. Yes.
I said good day, sir.
Thank you for calling.
You get nothing. Nothing.
We appreciate you listening.
Right.
You know, the term wound too tight.
Okay.
I'd like to, like...
Loosen up a little bit?
Loosen up a little bit.
Okay.
I just don't know how to do it.
Pot.
Desserts and drinks don't do it.
Pot.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
I just can't... I'm not going to eat cupcakes and drink beer all morning.
Yeah. It'll become pizza the hot behind the counter over here.
Sorry, callers.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Right. Maybe Jardis.
What's that now?
That pill to me, the fat lady.
Jardians,
that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Made her singing it in the fountain.
Oh, yeah, she was singing. She was singing and moving. And...
Exactly right. See? Maybe some to it.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do it. One of the things I want to do this year is just say the F word less.
Okay.
Or not at all.
Right. So, yeah, I live by it.
Yeah, it's like too much.
Yeah. Can you think of another word to say in place of it? Yeah, you know, like a fake word?
Yeah. What would replace the F word?
Mm.
Fun?
You say fun now. Fun. Fun you!
Fun you.
Right. We get back home. Want a fun?
Hey, yeah. Ralph from Waterbury.
No, like fong.
F-O-N-G.
Fong. Fong.
Like Hong Kong Fui?
Right. Fong.
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 Go fong yourself.
Still working at a Chinese restaurant.
Ralph from Waterbury.
I've been supporting the show for as long as I can remember.
But
3 years ago, I called and we had a little bit of a bad connection. And you gave me a Jesus Christ, and hung up. And I haven't called back since.
We were seeing with
I listen every day. I listen every day. I support the show. I do that because it's at the toy drive. 3 years ago. No, over 3 years.
3 years.
I haven't called.
We thought you were our Lord.
Well, I apologize
but,
for that.
I just wonder how many other people are the same way. Just like, okay, great show, but he's an idiot.
What does Jesus do? Does Jesus go me?
And I don't mean that personally, John.
No, I think you're right.
Figuratively, yes.
No, you're absolutely right. There's
well,
one
as successful
thing...
as you are, you could probably be more successful if you would shut up.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
This is probably
like that,
the best advice I've ever received. And it's, you know, consultants get a lot of money for this.
Yeah, it's true.
That's great advice.
It is. Thank you, caller. He still listens.
No, he still listens, but he made a good point.
Yeah.
As successful as we are as a show, how much more successful do you think we'd be if I would just stop being a jerk?
It's part of the appeal.
It's just hard sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one's a saint out there.
Mm.
Trust me on this.
Oh, I know. We have reels and reels of you ranting.
Oh, yeah. I blow my stack all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels good.
Yeah.
And you know what? Most time, people deserved it.
It is part of it that you work with someone every day for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Things happen.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
Right.
History happens.
Right.
History happens. Yeah.
What the fong?
This isn't one of those, Hey, good morning to you.
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside.
Hey, let's get this new year going.
Oh, I hope you got resolutions going.
Hey, what's your favorite cupcake?
Hey, home.
This is not that show.
Care for that coffee, drive safe.
You know, I got to tell you, I hear those shows, especially when they're successful. I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Right. What's up with that?
Right. What am I doing?
Fun and sunshine. Sunshine and rainbows. Unicorns.
That's right.
Unicorns and rainbows. That's right. That's right. Cotton candy. Yeah. Get out of here.
It's really... Moron. I was watching some movie and they had the radio people. It was like, it was morning drive and they were just doing like different radio people and they were all sounded the same. And I'm like, this is what's wrong with this business.
Exactly.
This is people's perception of what you're supposed to hear on the radio. Just like, hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah,
sunshine. No. Anybody have a hard time getting up this morning? I'm on my second cup of coffee.
That's right, Java.
Like, Jesus. I'd rather just...
Else
give me a hammer. Let me take a hammer to this thing.
Does everybody else hear this?
This is me being nice, by the way. Well, we're off to a good start. Don't you think? Well, how did we do here in Connecticut over the weekend with DUIs and accidents? Did we... how did we do? Did we do good? Let's ask Connecticut State Police Sergeant Christine Jeltema. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy
morning.
New Year.
Morning.
How did we do? We did the same as last year, actually.
Really?
The good or bad?
Yes. Well, it's consistent, I guess. We there were zero fatalities over this past weekend, so that's a good thing.
Good.
That's always a plus in our books.
Yep.
We arrested 37 individuals for driving under the influence. We responded to just about 250 accidents. Again, there were no fatalities, so that's always a plus.
That seems like a lot for a weekend. We didn't have any weather situations.
Right?
No, we didn't, thankfully. No, no, we did not. But compared to last year, it's pretty consistent. When you look at the amount of people that are out on the roadways, and obviously I can't look at every single accident to see what they were about. But when there's more people out on the roadways, again, looking at the distracted driving, speeding, that kind of stuff is always a contributing factor when it comes to traffic accidents. So
yeah.
And that's just the state. These numbers are just state police numbers.
State police, correct. And when you look at all the other local agencies across the board, obviously I can't speak for them, so I don't know what their numbers are compared to last year. But for us, at least it's pretty consistent. It almost appears as if individuals are kind of knowing that we're going to be out there, and we have a little bit more enforcement over these holiday weekends.
Plus, there's
knowing
Uber.
That the travel.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
It makes it so much easier.
It really does.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember having to rent a limo on New Year's Eve just so, we're not going to be driving.
Yeah.
A party bus.
A party bus.
Right.
Right. Yes, exactly. So it's always a good thing when we have individuals that are actually paying attention and listening and following the rules.
What did you do on New Year's Eve?
I know Coach Adam, we went over to my daughter's hockey team. All the coaches got together. I know Coach Adam is an avid listener. So we went over to their house.
Coach Adam.
Nice.
Coach Adam.
Right.
So hopefully he's listening. There you go. High five. His son and my son, they're both goalies, and then my daughter is on his daughter's team. So we spend a lot of time with them at the rink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you have young kids, you typically plan things with other people with young kids.
Yeah, likewise.
The last thing people who don't have kids want to do is being around other people's kids.
Right, exactly, which is why I was not invited to Coach Adam's house.
Yeah,
right.
You would not be invited to Coach Adam's house, nor would you accept.
No, I could park cars outside, though.
But our kids are a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh, no, kids are
no
great.
No doubt.
No, kids are great.
Yeah.
It's just when you don't have kids, you don't want to be around kids, typically.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, mine can get really annoying.
Right.
But then you have a place for them to go, right? It's not like the kids are in the kitchen with you. They're like downstairs or in a playroom somewhere.
Right. Yes, exactly. Putting on shows and just having a good time being
going bananas,
loud and crazy.
Right.
Yes, yes. Doing backflips off, I don't know, the balconies. I don't know. It's crazy.
Really?
You only find out when someone gets
too
hurt.
Too much sugar.
Yeah, when, right. When you thump, ma!
What time did you pack it in on New Year's Eve?
12:01.
12:01? Ball dropped, yeah. So did you.
Yes, exactly. Well, when you have kids, especially, I try to get them to nap. They're older. My son's almost 13, and then my two younger ones are 7 and 9. I try to get my middle one to take a nap, and she wouldn't, and she turns into the devil.
Oh.
When
oh.
she's really tired. Right. Yeah.
Like flames coming out of her mouth, yeah. So like that.
Yes. So we left right after the ball dropped and came home and put everybody to bed.
Nice.
I think my husband was asleep before we even left. So.
Wow. He was driving home.
There's a lot of that going on. Young Chaz was at a party. Now, he's 30, so probably average age was, you know, 25 to 35.
Uh-huh.
And he said right at midnight, half the party left.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Man, we just started going back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, midnight was like, okay, right. Second
like, is that
gear?
The sun?
Let's
second
go.
Gear!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
So Jennifer and I couched it. We did a Q-tip dinner. Well, you know what that is?
What's a Q-tip dinner?
Q-tip. So first of all, a Q-tip is an elderly person with
okay.
white hair.
Okay, yes, I've heard okay. of that.
I was
yes. okay.
Say, so, Q-tip. That's,
what, you have dinner at 4 o'clock?
Right. Yeah. Okay. We went out at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, because we knew the restaurants were going to get packed.
So
like, we're going to go out.
Right.
We're going to get food.
Right.
We're going to bring extra home.
Right.
And we're going to go sit on the couch. And I'm like, I don't even need to stay up at midnight. I don't. There's no nothing I'm going to accomplish by seeing this and hearing people say, Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. No,
like I don't need to see Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I don't need to do
no.
any of this.
Yeah.
I go to
no.
sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I tune in like 11:55 when I clicked it on.
So Jennifer's like, well, no, we gotta do the midnight. Like,
right. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
So we had.
I fall asleep on the couch at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah. Like if you didn't have the kids and right. didn't have this whole thing and Coach Adam, you would have been out.
Right.
One of my
right.
buddies in my
exactly.
group text sent his Happy New Year's thing at 6:45 p.m. I'm like, are you in bed? He's like, I will be in 25 minutes.
That's wow. awesome.
I'm like, dude, you're the worst.
Wow.
You're
yeah.
like, give me till 10 p.m. at least.
Wow, that's up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Oh, boy.
Yep.
No, I was sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I had a couple of 3 o'clock in the morning nights around the holidays.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm good.
That's my average.
I don't need to keep pushing.
Yeah.
I want to kind of get back into my groove here. I'm
right.
going to be on the air on the second.
Get back on, yes,
right.
back on schedule.
We had yeah. a couple of friends FaceTime us.
Nice.
Laura and Lauren.
Okay.
Two friends. And so they're on the FaceTime, and now Jennifer's including me, and I think that they just should be the girls. And like Jennifer's like putting me on camera. I'm like, I don't want to be on camera. All right, if we're going to do this, I'm going to get the camera stand. So I set up the camera stand, and then we're sitting down, and I noticed that it's like not pointing down towards us, so I get back up.
Oh, no.
And now as I'm adjusting it down, I hear, what's that?
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I'm in sweatpants.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
Apparently, oops. My dink is right in the right in
oh,
the camera.
Boy.
So when I sit down, I see their hands over
oh,
the
no.
screen.
Oh, no. Trying to push it back?
What the fong?
What the fong? Is that?
Aye, aye, aye.
Wow, what
how
the fong?
How embarrassing. Now they know why Jennifer's so lucky.
Yeah. Well, or it could be opposite. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what they saw.
Right.
I don't know what was happening. But sorry.
Oops.
So then we get to midnight.
Yeah,
you know, so we say goodbye to them, and then
right.
we get to...
Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold all of a sudden?
That's right. It was very cold.
Right.
The phone hangs up. It's like, see, I didn't want to do the FaceTime.
Right, right. Don't make me do it again.
This is why. Don't include me in these
now
things.
Now one, every Zoom call.
I
doing.
Said no.
Right.
But then midnight comes around, and now I'm like, hey, now I can stay up.
Right.
I'm good.
Sing away.
I'm up.
Yeah.
Right around 1 o'clock, Jennifer's like, are we going to bed?
Oh.
Are we going to bed?
Oh.
This is we. You're an adult. Go
are
ahead.
Are we going to bed?
Yeah.
Like, you can go to bed. I'll meet
yeah.
you in there.
Yeah. I'll be
are
there
going to bed.
Go ahead.
I'm like, no, now I'm having fun.
Yeah, now I'm partying. I already exposed my dink. I'm ready to party.
It wasn't out there. It was just probably a bump.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to hang out with the boys. You're already hanging out.
Wow. So, yeah, around 1 o'clock for me. How about you? AJ, 3?
3 o'clock, yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yep.
I can't do that.
What were you doing? Were you watching something?
I was online watching the Mecum auto auctions.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that.
Oh,
you know, right. Like, you know, Big Martini and stuff like that. I was kind of hanging out and just getting juiced.
I watched the ball drop on ABC. I thought Ryan Seacrest, he's very efficient. You know, he's very good at getting from one point to another.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, I never feel like, hey, anything can happen.
Yeah. No.
There's
no, that's
enough
gone.
What I used to love is, like, they'd go out and find someone who got there at 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Speaking.
Speaking of Owl.
Right. Hey! They'd go into the crowd, and there would be a little bit of that, and now we're too politically correct to show a person drinking on New Year's Eve in Times Square.
They may have a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed that adventure into the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what dialect half the people were talking, like you know, the pop stars, like, this and that, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the hell are you saying? There was one girl, long blonde hair, that was, like, I guess one of the co-hosts, and then the person out in the field.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell did she just say? It's just like, apparently everybody else understood what she was saying.
You just didn't get the lingo? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
What the hell did you just say? Yeah. I was looking for like subtitles underneath it.
Yeah, no, I thought the live they're not really live performances,
I
thought the performances looked less fake than normal.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, good
acts. Good, yeah.
Nashville had Skynyrd playing. I clicked onto that after midnight. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they did Freebird, did a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I spent some time, we have a state police sergeant, Christine Jeltema, on the show. I spent some time with your crazy brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard. Yes, I heard. Yes, I saw.
She's apologizing.
We're at the Sandy Hook Fire Department Christmas party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually a good time. We've never been invited. I think I don't know why we've never been invited. But we usually go for
cops
the tree.
And firemen, they never get along, you know, it is, yeah. That old
rivalry. We usually go for the tree lighting, and that's when we spend. But then we go over there to their house for Christmas. We spent the day with them on Christmas. So.
Yeah, great people.
Yeah.
You have a good family.
Thank you. We have a lot of fun. I adore them. That is my family, and obviously my husband's family, but my family came first. They are so much fun. We have a blast. We were there on Christmas, and my son was exposed to the Saturday Night Live Dick in a Box video.
Ah!
Yeah. Yep.
Ah! Ah!
Yep.
Ah! At least in FaceTime Chaz.
Yeah.
Well.
So that literally was going through my mind when you
That's
were talking
the sequel.
About setting
D in the phone.
Camera.
That's right. It's kind of what I did to my friends.
It's my D in the phone.
Yeah. So here we are many, many years later. That song comes back on. And
nice. Classic.
So funny.
The classic.
Classic.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a classic.
Yeah.
So, did he have any questions about the video that you had seen?
No. Okay. The poor kid's turning 13 soon, so I think he's
got it. He's
yeah.
got it.
Here's Santa.
Yeah.
I want a box.
I still look at him as a little baby, though. But
any resolutions for you this year, Sergeant?
Well, so this year, my class, my state police class, is eligible to retire, so that's kind of what I'm really looking forward to is yes, mentoring and providing leadership and guidance to a new person to replace me in our PIO office.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of what it's towards the end of the year that I'll be leaving, but getting somebody in there to kind of take over and meet new people and start that kind of.
So what's next? You know, open a burger joint? What? No.
I have no idea. Day drinking? No.
It's going to be called Dick in a Box.
Yeah.
You've heard of Jack in a Box? Where do you see our burgers?
It's a hot dog.
A lot more meat.
In a bun. Right? In a hamburger bun.
Exactly. Right. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Kids love it. Kids love it.
No, because my kids are little, so I plan on, I know my middle one, Eloise, she's 9. She's hoping that I can be a room mom at her school, so spending time with my kids because this job does take us away from our family.
A room mom?
Quite often. A room mom
homeroom.
At school. Yeah.
Homeroom.
Yeah. Go in and help out when they have projects.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's new.
Yeah.
That's cool because you never get that time back. Yeah. We had to blink your eye. She's going to be walking down the aisle.
Yeah. We had a warden.
Right.
Yeah. You had a warden. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That sounds about right.
Yes, we did.
So. Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Sounds like we had no fatalities over the weekend on Connecticut highways.
Y'all
so we're
good.
Very happy about that. Connecticut State Police Sergeant Christine Jeltema, thank you. Happy New Year. $842 million Powerball jackpot ticket sold in Michigan.
Wow. I played. I haven't checked my numbers yet, but I probably won nothing, as usual.
A lot of good things for Michigan lately.
Yeah.
The number is, you could look it up.
Yeah.
Not your ticket.
Yeah. It was the fifth largest Powerball jackpot and the 10th largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever.
Yeah. Wow. I jumped in back when it was like 600 something million, and I've been playing since.
Yeah,
that's... I got like a Powerball. I'd say I'd won a $4, you know, $4.
There you go. That's something.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Going in the right direction.
Did you play?
I have a ticket for this drawing.
Nice.
And I heard that there were a couple of winners in Connecticut for like a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, I'd take that any old day.
Yeah.
Yep. That's actually what I'm really shooting for, to be honest with you.
Yeah, here's Roots 20.
Right.
The death pull.
Yay.
I hope Chaz won 100,000 and he says it on the air and makes AJ cry. That'd be great.
Pull I'll cry.
No crying?
I'd be happy for him, yeah.
You wouldn't steal it?
No.
Look over there.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard not to because, you know, it's right there. Plus, everybody now knows if it disappears, I'm the one who did it.
That's why I'm going to do it and blame you.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I don't know where my ticket is, so.
Oh.
If you see a nurse named Jennifer jumping up and down, she has my ticket.
My diagnosis is that good? No, I want money.
So the estimated cash value on the Powerball jackpot is $425 million.
Wow.
And then you get nailed with taxes, but who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can afford to pay them.
What's the number in your mind that if you had, you can live out the rest of your life and never have a care about paying your bills?
At least $10
million. Yeah. That's a good number.
Yeah, about $10 million.
It's a good number.
Yeah. It's comfortable. You know?
A million? Not enough.
No. It used to be. Not anymore.
10 is also restrained enough that you're not like, I'm going to buy part of the Yankees.
Right. And also, like, there isn't like people like looking for you, like kill you. Like, you know,
right.
Like kidnap you.
Yeah. 10's a nice number.
Yeah, 10 million's good.
I love that number.
I'd take 5.
I'd take 1.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, oh, no.
We're not going to reject any number.
Yeah, at this point, 10 grand. I'll take 10 grand.
Like, I mean, if you're just going to hand it over, like, fine.
I've lived poor my whole life. I can make a million awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's the other thing. It's perspective, too.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what are you living off of now?
Right.
Hopes and dreams.
Wings and, yeah.
Hope died a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wing and a prayer.
Yeah. My wings are broke.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to do.
What's that?
Pulling my spending.
Oh.
It's like just going out.
Well, going out expensive. Yes, it is.
No. You know?
Yeah.
Even like eating out, if you just cut that down a couple times, it's amazing.
Right. Just a little bit. Just make a little adjustment.
Yeah.
And weirdly, you enjoy when you go out more.
Yes. Because you're not complaining on the way home.
I had to cut out spending. Yeah. That means like the mortgage isn't getting paid. All my money goes right to bills.
No, but that's all we really do on the weekends. Like, we'll either see friends or we'll go out.
Right? Yeah.
Because we're pretty contained during the week. We're in a regular pattern. It's always home all week. And then the weekend comes, it's like, woohoo.
I want to go out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I look at my bank thing, and I'm like, what the hell?
Ooh, yeah.
It's like 2 dinners.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Yeah.
I should have made banana bread.
Should have stayed home and made banana bread.
Damn it. Banana bread.
Banana bread.
Banana bread.
All right, so congratulations to one lucky person.
You Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I know nobody in Michigan.
Eminem and Kid Rock. That's all I know.
Imagine that, yeah. Has he won?
This is a clip that makes AJ angry.
Oh.
I don't know if you watched the ball drop, but, you know, CNN does their own version of this.
Right.
And it's with Anderson Cooper and what's his face?
Oh, wow.
The guy from the Housewives thing.
Andy Cohen?
Yeah.
Is it Andy Cohen?
Cohen, yeah.
Yeah. John Mayer joined them from a cat cafe in Tokyo.
Yeah. They check in different places around the world.
Yeah.
So he was one of the people checking in, corresponding.
So it's John Mayer. He's in a cat cafe.
In a cat cafe, yes. Right.
Tell me you're high without telling me you're high.
Right.
I'm John Mayer in a cat cafe.
Oh, wait till you hear the clip, Pedos.
Yeah.
So Cooper, Anderson Cooper couldn't stop laughing at the visual of Mayer surrounded by cats who all seem to be pointing their butts at him.
Yeah.
We are joined by John Mayer at cat cafe in Tokyo. John, this doesn't look sanitary, John.
John. It's, you know what? I believe it passes everywhere. All health codes. I think it's just fine. Yes, we are at a cat bar. It's called Cats in the Box in Tokyo, celebrating New Year's. We're already halfway through the first day of 2024.
John.
I'm here with Shin and five other proprietors of the bar.
Talk to me about this bar. You're in the bar. And there are cats everywhere.
Yes.
They are licking each other.
There are cats.
You can tell by John Mayer's voice. He's like, all right, knock it off.
There are cats.
There are cats. They're called a cat cafe.
Yeah, I'm in a cat cafe.
Yeah.
There are cats.
I'd be like, what's with your buddy? Is he a mess right now? What's he laughing about? Was he tripping balls or what?
Well, what were they doing? Did they have their tails up and they were like all trying to shove their butts in John Mayer's face?
You know, I didn't see the clip. I didn't see the video. But
yeah, he's in at the bar and there, you know,
there's cats
you give
everywhere.
Them snacks. So they walk around.
How many cats?
At one point in the clip, it looked like there was at least four or five like kind of crowded near him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the cafe is trying to promote themselves. So like they have the bartender like with the snacks. So all the cat, if he's in a cat cafe, you don't see
you
a cat.
You gotta have the cats.
You gotta have cats
it's
in
a
the
cat
shop.
Cafe.
Can't be one or two.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cat cafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cat fit.
It says right there. Yes.
All right. So they set up the shot.
Yeah.
And now Anderson Cooper, for some reason, thinks this is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
All right. Mayer eventually had to call out Cooper's nonstop giggling.
This is a place you can come enjoy a drink or two. And talk to cats. It's a cat bar. I mean, I don't know how much more clear I can be about the objective of this.
Seriously.
I now want to apologize for my laugh to all listeners.
I can't see anything, but I know
there's
exactly
a similarity.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. He's gone. He's off with the fairies here. The shot of the cat's ass in your face is making him delirious. John, do you have catnip there or cat food that you're giving the cat?
Well, Andy.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're a professional. Pull it in.
No. Shut up.
Not you.
We're allowed to have fun.
Him, not
Let
you.
Laughers unite. We have fun. Cat butts are funny.
Yeah, they were actually requested not to drink this year. They were told not to drink because I guess they're getting drunk every friggin', you know, New Year's. But you broadcast.
Last year was bad, right? They were having tequila shots like every hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's nice to have an alternative to the perfectly efficient Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like nothing amazing is going to happen on that broadcast. He's just too good.
Sequencing from one corporate sponsor into another. Like,
exactly.
Great.
Yeah. Giant commercial.
Yeah. And then you got the opposite. You got these guys over here. And Cooper sounds drunk to me.
Yeah. It's nice to have something different.
Maybe he didn't drink what he had.
Maybe it
was an edible.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was also after the ball had dropped, right? Because it wasn't. It didn't sound busy.
He said they were halfway. John Mayer said they're halfway into the first day of 2024.
Okay.
But I don't know what time it was
time
here.
What time zone. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they're ahead of us. But still, it's like, you know, I can see you laugh a little bit, but nonstop laugh. It's kind of annoying.
Mm.
Dude, relax.
All right.
Mm.
We get it.
Right.
I feel seen. All right. I have fun.
Highlights from the 2023 Rock Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which took place in November, but aired last night on ABC. Here's Miguel honoring George Michael with Careless Whisper. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That That sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
He just sang the song, which is nice. He didn't try to redo it or anything.
Yeah. The weird thing, that song has the weirdest line in it to me.
What's
guilty
that?
Feet have got no rhythm.
Right.
Yep.
I always thought that's one of the weirdest lines I've ever heard in a song ever.
Right. My feet never felt guilty.
Like you're not you're not together feet. Anymore right. if you're yeah. in a partnership.
OJ can't dance.
We're not right. on the same page.
Guilty feet. Have got no rhythm.
Come
guilty
on. Feet. Yeah.
Is there a cure for guilty feet?
What do you do with guilty
you get
feet?
Athlete's foot? No, it's guilty feet.
Is there a spray? Is there a pill?
Right, right. Some kind of cream.
I got guilty feet.
Yeah, fine. There's a cream for it. Will a massage help get rid of the guilty
feet? It wasn't me. My feet did it.
Right. Well, this would be easy in a lineup.
Right.
You get them all together and say, okay, everybody, dance.
Right.
That's my only
all right, number
page.
Six, no right. rhythm.
That was guilty feet. Look.
You're good. Under arrest.
That's it.
I pay extra for guilty feet.
Now, what, you put them in toe cuffs? You put them in toe cuffs?
Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Right. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, only a true professional can write that down and say, I could pull that line
he
off.
He also smoked a lot of weed. He also smoked a lot of weed.
Like, no one said...
Right,
this one line here.
Guilty feet. What is that?
Maybe we work on
that
one.
Guilty feet thing.
There's got to be another way to say that.
Right. Maybe I heard it wrong, maybe but I think you said guilty feet.
Guilty feet. Did he get felt the fish?
Felt the fish have got no rhythm would be a way better line.
And it would be more true.
I'm all verklempt here.
Right.
New song parody this year. Felt the fish have got no rhythm.
I'm never going to swim again.
Felt the fish have got no rhythm.
But you got to do it in your fish voice.
Right. That one?
No.
Give me that filet of fish. That's give it. Me that fish. That's oh, it. Yes.
Yeah. Your filet of fish.
It was you that was there on this wall.
You got to do it
you
like
in this. You
wouldn't
be laughing at all. That's right, Pee Herman.
All right, before we play another clip right. from the Rock Hall of Fame right. induction Guilty. Ceremony right. Thing.
Uh-huh.
Robert from New Haven's on the phone. Hey.
Hello.
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 Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
What's up?
How are you called
you
us?
Called us.
How are you?
Okay.
See, hold on. Because... Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You people do this to me.
Yeah. Okay, he's back.
Okay.
You say it.
All right, I called because I wanted to get a request on the radio because I'm up at the prison waiting for them to release my son.
Oh, cool.
He's been locked up for the last 11 months.
Oh.
Today's his day to get out.
Nice.
What was he in for?
Guilty feet.
Yep.
It was a murder, but it was a little mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity.
Hold on.
Wow.
Just turn my mic off.
Who's with you? His mother?
I'm here with my mom and his aunt.
Nice. Okay.
Grandma.
Grandma's here.
Right. Hi, Grandma.
All right, put your mom on.
Go ahead, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
What's up?
How does it happen that your grandson gets put in jail for murder?
Mistaken identity.
Yeah.
He wasn't really put in jail for murder.
He wasn't.
Oh, no.
No, it was a simple violation of probation.
Yes.
Oh.
Murder.
How did he get on probation?
Murder.
Well, that was murder.
he killed a probation officer. Well, that part, that was the murder.
That was so much murder.
Try to get that. That's murder.
Thanks, Grandma.
All right, well, here's... what's your son's name?
John.
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 John, okay.
John Marquis.
John Marquis from what town?
New Haven.
All right, John Marquis from New Haven. This is the shocking moment a mother squared off to a police officer and told another cop to, quote, hold my purse.
Oh.
As her son was being arrested for DUI.
That's all. I don't know where this is coming from that you think that we're going to beat you up. Nobody's even yelled at you or anything. If you listen to him, he's the one with the cussing and everything else. But so right now he's being arrested for DWI. We're going to let you have the car. okay? That way you don't have to pay a tow bill.
No, please don't do this, man. Please.
We already
That's the mother?
Yep. That's the mother.
Yeah.
And they're going to let her have the car.
Right, yeah. Then rest her down the road.
Okay.
Please.
We've already have.
What just happened there?
So the kid's being, he's got his hands behind his back, he's being handcuffed, and as they walk him towards the cruiser, he sticks his foot out and pushes off the side of the car to try to be like, no, I'm not getting in.
Yeah.
And they both go down to the ground. So she hears the scuffle, turns around, and she thought that there was a fight happening, so she jumps on the back of that arresting officer. Meanwhile, the guy that we've been listening to rips her off and just kind of throws her away to separate the two of them, and then it gets worse from there.
I don't get how she not get tased at this point. When you jump on an officer, dance.
What was that now?
I was going to say, the moment you jump on an officer, if it was the other officer, I'd be like, I would just tase her right there. Just boom, done.
Just boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you taser just now?
Now, that's a noise makes. Yeah.
Yeah. You're leaving words out, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The sound effects filled in the context that we're missing.
Like a Batman cartoon.
Yeah. Right to make a sound. I'm sorry. Right bam. Now.
Tell her not to leave that, not to touch
that. Wait, who's the...
That's DUI kid.
Okay, DUI right. kid.
That's a man.
I think he threw up.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep.
That was New Year's Day for a lot of people.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, you want broccoli?
You got guilty feet?
Here, lick my guilty toe.
Does this tuna smell good?
Tell her not to leave that, not to touch that officer.
Quit. Stop. You better quit.
Hey. What's wrong with you?
You touched the other officer. You attacked him. You want to get charged with battery on a police officer?
What's wrong with you? Not a considerate officer. What the f*** is your problem, man?
You don't touch him.
I didn't hit him.
You jumped on his back.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
Don't touch my kid. Don't touch my f***ing kid. You got f***ing
Again.
Oh, okay. Brrr,
done.
Mm.
Yep.
No, I didn't. You're on his back, lady. Like, nope.
It's a good thing they have cameras now.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Yeah, at this point, that tase is already out of my holster. I'm just waiting for a clear shot.
You almost want to take the mom and the kid and handcuff them around a tree out in the middle of the woods and just say, good luck.
Jail's full.
We'll come back in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yep. He said almost, by the way, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. I should be riding the lightning right now.
Whatever.
Don't touch my kid.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
You ready?
Who?
You. You.
Hey, keep it up.
No. Hey, where's my stuff?
Yes. What stuff did you lose?
I don't know what else. I don't know. Ask this hitting a girl. Who is a girl?
I didn't
What's
hit you.
Problem?
I didn't hit you.
What's your problem?
I didn't hit you.
Anyway.
Your problem is you're drunk.
Again.
Wow.
Yeah, I would just arrest her and then let the guy go at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what? Forget it. Switch it out.
Your son's better behaved than you are.
Yeah.
The son's 19. I'm looking for the age of the mother.
She looks young.
They're near Bill's Jumbo Burgers.
Okay.
Oh, sounds good. Jumbo
You're
Burger.
So damn close.
Right. Right.
To heaven.
Exactly.
That's all you needed.
But no!
One Jumbo Burger would have sobered you up.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see her age.
Yeah. She looked like she was like maybe like 30s, early 40s tops.
Hmm. 19, 29.
She wasn't 30.
She should be above 35, hopefully. Yeah.
She was 21.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.